and that energy for our next storyteller, Andrew!
Good evening, Austin. I'm Andrew Hairston, and this story is entitled Freak Flag. So, two things to know about me. I'm bisexual and polyamorous, and you were gonna learn that anyway if you talked to me for 5 seconds. And two, that I'm sober now, but there was a time in 2022 when I was enjoying an assortment of drugs and alcohol. So, with that in mind, think about Columbus, Ohio, November 2022. It's a really ideal location for a winter wedding. My high school classmate invites me and my sweetheart to her wedding, her nuptials in Columbus. And this was really special for me. I took this sweetheart who I've known since 2004, Kaja. She's been a rock for me in so many senses. I came out to her as bisexual in 2018. She was very understanding and empathetic. And then I came out to her as poly a little bit before I took her to the wedding. And she's like, okay. We'll hear out this and see what this means. But then we get to this wedding, and you know, I'm in my star shirt. I have horseshoes on it. I got it from Dillard's, right? I'm feeling good. I had popped a few Tramadol before it recreationally. I'm like, okay, a beautiful and sentimental service. Let's go to the bar and start drinking red wine. So I toss back the red wine. I'm having a good time. I see the bride's family all smiles and greeting everyone with grins that are so wide. I'm seeing the groom's family that is so proud of him. And Kaja and I are just navigating this space very smoothly. We sit down and we have two women at our table. And we come to find, of course, because I'm bisexual, I tell them immediately, that they're a lesbian couple, and they were a little bit reticent about who they would be sitting with, but they're comfortable to have, you know, at least one more queer person in their midst. So I'm dancing throughout the wedding. I'm drinking more red wine. We're going to the buffet. I'm out to smoke a cigarette. And then I noticed this guy. We'll call him M. We'll say that I noticed him on the porch or the patio first, but it was probably the bathroom. He came up to me in the bathroom. He's like, well, man, you really have some good moves on that dance floor. I'm like, it's the horseshoes and the stars on my shirt, right? And so I keep going, right, and I keep seeing him. And eventually, all five of us end up at the table. It's me, Kaja, two friends, and then M. M is ignoring the three women at the table and is, like, looking at me so intently and telling me about his interest in caving. So I'm like, okay, what's caving? What does this entail, right? Folks will go and dive into different spaces across the U.S. and kind of see what they can find. And then he describes, well, you know, after we're done caving, we usually, like, all get naked and we're all just in a tub. I'm like, okay, tell me more. Do you look at the guys there? Do you interact with the guys? He said, well, a lot more of my friends, my guy friends are coming out as bi, but, you know, I don't know if I necessarily identify. I'm like, I understand. It's cool. We keep talking. The Tramadol has completely hit. I switched to old fashions at some point, so I'm good and drunk. And this man, I'm clear, is not going to let me leave this table without exchanging numbers. I'm into it enough, right? Kaja is a teetotaler, and so she's like, okay, probably at 10 p.m., let's look for our exit, right? And so M passes the phone over to me. I enter my number, and then Kaja and I leave. We're back in the hotel room, and we're cracking up. She's like, baby, did you see how that man was all over you? I'm like, welcome to my bi and poly world, my dear. In a very kind of normal way, I am on Facebook at some point between 12 a.m. and 6 a.m. And I'm scrolling through his Facebook. And in 2017, he goes to NYC Pride. Now, there's a woman in every picture, okay? But then I get to one picture, and he has a Make America Gay Again picture on, or a T-shirt on. I'm like, all right, this is the most staunch ally of the LGBTQ community who's ever existed. So I text him. I say, hey, you know, it was a good time last night. It was nice to meet you. And he says, yeah, you know, we're getting brunch with the family. Cool. A couple of months go by. I'm sitting on my couch on January 4th, 2023. I had just told a man that I was hopelessly in love with him. He's unavailable, of course. Sitting on my couch almost like in a state of paralysis. I'm like, you know what? Let me just text somebody in this phone to try and like shake myself out of this. I text him, Happy New Year. How you been? I swear this is it, y'all. He responds to me in 5 seconds. He says, man, I don't know what impression I gave you, but I am not interesting. I'm not bi. I'm not in the men. You're an interesting dude. You should let your freak flag fly. Have a great life. Take care. I'm like, well, motherfucker, if I wasn't so emotionally right from this other letdown, I would really let you have it. But you know what? All these months later, M, you might have blocked me on Facebook. I'll probably never see you in Denver when I visit. But I'll remember Make America Gay Again. And we'll translate it into Make America Bi Permanently. Thank you all so much.
One more time for Andrew.